Hi, this is Chuck Latornis from TrailCamper.com with part three of our trip report from our recent journey to High Point State Park in northern New Jersey. When we left off, we had just left the Appalachian Trail and headed down to Lake Marcia, which is the public swimming area of the park and very close to the monument itself. We came down and took the trail that circumnavigates the lake at this point and had a nice lunch at one of the picnic areas there. A couple of us took off our shirts to let them dry from the sweat that we'd built up during our hike on a nearby tree. Had a wonderful lunch of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, water, and a couple of the blueberries that we had left over from an earlier part of our trip. So it was a nice, refreshing lunch, really reinvigorated us for the rest of the hike. And even though we were close to the monument at this point, there was still a challenging section of the trail left ahead of us. At this point, the monument trail takes you right up to the monument itself. And although this section of the trail is very well maintained, a durable surface, I don't recall whether it was actually paved or not. I think it may have just been hard ground surface. But it's still a very steep incline, and after the ruggedness of the trail to this point, it was quite a challenge to get up to the top of the mountain to the monument, to the base of the monument. Very steep incline at this point. But once we got up there, we were rewarded again with some spectacular views of the area. Because High Point State Park is located in the northwest section of New Jersey, from this vantage point, you can see three states. You can see New Jersey to your east and south. You can see New York State up to the north, and Pennsylvania to the west. And this is where the High Point Monument itself is. It's a monument dedicated to New Jersey veterans, both past and present and even future. And it's a large obelisk, sort of shaped like the Washington Monument. This monument had been closed for several years, but it's now been reopened and is very well maintained. There are new staircases inside. At this point, you're 1,803 feet above sea level, and to reach the top of the monument, you have another 294 steps to go, which, again, at the end of this very rigorous hike was quite a challenge. We made it up to the top, though. A little anticlimactic once we got up there, though, because the windows at the top are not very big and they're sort of fogged over with age. So the views of the area are much better at the base of the monument than at the top itself. But still, worth the trip just to say you've done it. And we were glad we did. We took a rest at the bottom of the monument before heading back again. And as usual, the trek back seemed a lot easier than the trek there. The elevation is mostly down as opposed to up on the way back. We're going down probably a net of about 600 to 800 feet, I guess, although there are still some ups and downs on the way back. All in all, we had a terrific trip. Highly recommended. It's a beautiful area of the country, beautiful area of the state. You can easily see why they call New Jersey the Garden State in this part of New Jersey. So, that's it for this trail report. You can get more information, including links to the High Point State Park website, where you can get reservations and trail maps. And on TrailCamper.com, we'll also have a more detailed written report with some additional photos. We'd love to hear your feedback too, so if you have comments or suggestions on either this report or places you'd like us to visit in the future, or if you'd like to submit your own, please send them to podcast@trailcamper.com. That's it for this time. I'm Chuck Latornis for TrailCamper.com.